Good evening to everyone, and welcome to this episode of PSMCOR, Changing Our Reality. Mother's Day. Wow. So many different emotions, memories, experiences come to play and begin to brew inside when you think of Mother's Day. Your understanding of mothers come from so many different realities, so many different worlds, spectrums, paradigms, ideas, backgrounds, cultures, and believe you me, they're all not the same. For if we take the mother from the beginning and compare her with the mother of today, we'll realize and begin to understand how the view, the understanding of mother has changed. A mother was first mentioned to us. Now, I know that people run to all kind of writings and all kind of religions and spiritualities and ideologies and just different areas of the mind, the brain. And they'll say they heard different things in different places, but for myself, it was when Adam said Eve was the mother of all living. Let that sink in. Let that absorb into your mind. Let that sit in. The mother of all living. This woman. That's the point I want to begin with right there. The mother of all living was a woman. For in order to be a conduit, a vessel, a portal of the living, there has to be the capability for that thing being delivered, that thing that needs to be delivered alive, that being inside that's being transported from one reality, one consciousness to another, there has to be a vessel. And you can run 1,000 different ways from Sunday and come up with your own ideas, but it's been the same way since the beginning. And that vessel is the woman, man with the womb. It's not a subject or a composition of gender rather than position. Get it? Not gender, position. Here's why that position is so imperative, because there are only certain beings that can inhabit that position, that can dwell in that position, that have the capability to fulfill that position. And there are certain characteristics and certain properties that are needed to fulfill that position. And God chose woman. Think about that responsibility. It's so much bigger than just raising little Johnny and little Sue so much bigger than just changing diapers and teaching someone to read and write. So much bigger and so much massive, so much more massive and important and imperative to the existence of mankind, because again, the mother of all living, that I think we all should take a step back and allow our reality to not try to sum up, but to understand on this Mother's Day. Mothers, there's been a war waged against your position. Not your sexuality, not your gender, but your position, in which only you can fulfill. Now, should you not choose to, or you don't want to, or you assume that it's a mistake, that's still within your power. That's still your choice. But for those who understand and those who want to be in that position and find themselves used as they were created to be used. Now you say, oh, that sounds like a tool. Want to be used and manipulated and ordered and whatever else when I use the word used. But watch me now. Being used means that the ones that you hope would advise, the ones that you would hope would guide, would understand your purpose, and you would be being used in your purpose. Let's step aside again. A broom, its purpose is to sweep, but it cannot sweep by itself. It needs another's help. A car to be driven, a horse, for whatever reasons, we use it for riding and whatever else reasons, but it takes the participation of something other than ourself to fulfill that purpose. And when I say to be used in your position, to be used in that place that God has put you in, is everyone's heart's desire to find their purpose. And if just being a vehicle was the purpose, the importance, the attention, the need for God's hand to do the work all himself to prepare that being for that position. Who knows? They talk about all the conversations in the Gospels that we don't know about and all the other books that were lost and everything else. Do they ever come back and talk about the possibility and the aspects of the conversation that God must have had with Eve before he brought her to Adam, before he brought the woman to Adam? I'm not going to use the terms her. I'm going to say the woman, because that's what it says. Think about it. Adam needed a helpmeet. Adam was in a garden. And if we look at it in this true sense, it was a fortress. It was a hedged fortress to protect what was inside of it from something on the outside. And Adam was there to dress it and to keep it, and which is to protect it and make sure it's the way God wanted it. As he lived inside that garden that was eastward in Eden. But over time, you see, God recognized that there was no one or nothing meet for Adam. So God made him a help meet. The same one that said, let there be light. The same one that was in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Logos, the thoughts, the God, the Almighty, the Omniscient, Omnipotent, and Omnipresent God created Eve and gave Adam, who he told would rule over her, in other words, govern, not manipulate and lord over her as a brute does over his own spoil, but or as a pimp does over his property or his girls or whatever, but he would rule over her under the guidance of God, for the head of the man is Christ. He would rule over her under the guidance and submission to the will of God. And therefore, a reflection of who he is what she would always desire to imitate. Why? Because husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, that he gave himself, that he may present it unto himself. A bride not having spot nor wrinkle. What does he do? He allowed the things that he see in us to come forth, and he guides and he rules us. And the first thing he does, it says that mercy and grace are there every morning. That mercy is there every morning. And that's the kind of rule that Adam was to have with Eve. How do you know that? And why do you come up with that? Because he never once stepped in her conversation or her dialogue, whether verbal or nonverbal, with the serpent. Because she too came from God. Eve came from God. And Adam understood that. So after over time, when things did take place, he was able to say, God, the woman that you gave me, reflecting and referring back to what God had established and created in her. You see where I'm going? Time has passed. When God brought Eve to Adam, Adam said, woman. But now as time going on, the difference in the he and the her is coming in. Why? Because of the positioning. Those titles represent positioning. They gauge nothing else in God but establish position. Remember that. Why? Because vessels are different, and vessels are in different positions because of the strengths in which God chooses to use in those different positions. So when Paul wrote, he wrote of the woman as being the weaker vessel. Watch me now. But when she came to Adam, Adam beheld bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. What was it that now distinguished or set her apart as the weaker vessel? The word vessel, transportation, use, operation is different in a woman than it is in a man. The whole makeup, the anatomy, the whole system. Yeah, scientists can point out this and point out that. Yeah, we can recognize this and recognize that. But only God knows the makeup. Because all souls are mine, saith the Lord. So go ahead and dissect anywhere you want. But when you look at this Mother's Day, you look at those mothers with respect. You look at those mothers with honor. You look at those mothers with pride. And you speak a word of encouragement. Because to talk of just the female population, as they would say, that doesn't establish womanhood. Remember that. Just being a female does not establish womanhood. For we have men that act as females. We have females that act as females. And it's now a way a person acts that establishes the gender, not what a person is, not their position. Now the attributes of a female and the attributes of a male are what we came to recognize. And those attributes and those features can be demonstrated in both sexes. But when it comes to a woman and it comes to a man can never fulfill a woman's position. And a woman can never fulfill a man's position. Why? Because just like an electric charge, or just like the completion of a puzzle, when the two come together, something spectacular happens, but God regards it. How do you know that? Well, it says that he that findeth a wife amongst all these females, amongst all this sexuality and genderishness and whatever people choose. But it said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and favor of the Lord. Favor. So it's not talking about everybody out there, because everyone doesn't bring the favor of the Lord into the union. But those that have been called into that position and have submitted themselves, or God have ordained their walk or their steps or their path to fulfill His will, they know the difference. It's not offensive. It's not divisive. It's not a play on words. But if we look at it through the consciousness of God, we can see where the opposite is being used amongst us to divide us, the play on words. So now you have people saying what a woman should do and what a man should do, and somehow they've automatically attached the definitions of this world to what that woman and that man should and shouldn't be. The definitions that they've given it represents what they call gender. Remember that. It was not established by anyone else but man. Adam called Eve bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. He didn't say, "I see her," or "there she go." He called her exactly what she was. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. From our aspect and our trained thinking, the words that come out of our mouth reflect what the world and what the system of this world want them to reflect. But from a believing and an understanding heart, they come out correctly. What do you mean? Let's use the word God. For we can say, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." But we know it's not just any God. It's the only God. El Shaddai, Adonai, Yahweh, and so on. Elohim, and so on. But when they use the word God, it can be transitioned and termed in so many different ways, so many different things, that word God is relative to where you come from and where your understanding is. But once you know the Lord God Almighty, it doesn't matter where you come from. Your understanding will be the same as anyone else's throughout the world. Why? Because God has showed it to them. This DNA that helps us to understand that, this spiritual insight that helps us understand that, comes through the mother of all living. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. There are some people that will not understand it. There are some things that will be said that the carnal mind will not comprehend. And I pray that you would look over this and listen to it. But when you regard mother, remember, there's so much more to it than just the fact that you carried a baby. They've used that to establish motherhood. So much more. So much more. The woman takes pride in being a woman. Honors being a woman. Enjoys being a woman. Don't envy the man.
Man, enjoy being the man. Don't envy the mother, the woman. Why? Because you have a certain position that you must keep. And in order to keep it, you must walk in the capacity of who you are. And each one would esteem the other more if you walked in the capacity that you're walking in. And each other respected that capacity. Then you would see the will of God accomplished in your generations. No more need to be told what to do in the sense of commanded. No more needing for that. It's time to show and prove. You show and prove. By what? Submitting yourself therefore unto the mighty hand of God. And you know where that is. You know which one that, you know God in your life. That part of you that pushes against. What you ought to do. That part that you know just subconsciously. That no one had to tell you. That part that you fight against. That comes from the inside. That you seek understanding for, that's life. It wants to live, it wants to survive. It wants you to find your position so it can be fruitful as God intended for it to be and multiply. He never meant for it to sit there by itself where two things happen. For the lone wolf is the one that is often preyed upon. And when you yourself are the only one to counsel, you yourself are the only one or the smartest one in your corner. You will walk in circles as the children of Israel did in Egypt, because that'll put you in a world of self-centeredness. And anyone knows. Take heed. If any man think he stand, lest he fall. This is all for our good, to bring us together. He ordained this for us. Yeah, there's times that there's a struggle between will and relationships and will in this world, between the man and the woman and the understanding of it. And that's fine, because we are in this world. But that struggle also makes us aware of something else, that there must be a right way to do it. That struggle lets you know that sometimes the right way in the beginning isn't always a good feeling, because you have to go against the want to feel comfort and feel good, to get understanding. And this Mother's Day, you will look back at your mother in her full capacity, or those that are mothers around you, and see beyond what the world gave you the power to see, what they have and what they possess and the way they look. And look beyond that and look at what God sees. And you will see many mothers in Zion. For when Zion travails, sons and daughters are born unto her. It's not a religion. It's not a doctrine. It's the truth. And in this, for you shall know the truth. And that's what you're looking for. Truth makes you free. And if you can't get that truth down, there are so many more precious truths that you're missing. That's why you'll find that people that are out there speaking and talking and everything else, they give their opinion on relationships. They give their view on it. And the only way to help the two to relate is they have to understand their positions. And they have to go to the Word of God and God for that. When they find confusion amongst themselves, keep your mind realizing that God is not the author of confusion. find godly counsel. For blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's not that you're going to go sit in the counsel of just anyone. But when confusion comes in, because you understand your position, and because you understand your position, you realize how important it is to God first and to this world and to the kingdom above all else. That ultimately, respect and wanting to be in your right place will always be at the forefront of your mind. Encourage one another this day. If your mother's present and you have a aught or some type of walls or anything in between you and her, go to her as your mother, not looking at the pictures that the world painted and the pictures that have been painted in your mind from two developing or people that are still upon the potter's wheel, but look at it more from, I get it, you got a lot on here, and I just want to say thank you. Because if you would have never given us that life or given me that life, I would not have this opportunity to change. So it is that life that caused me the change and led me to the change that now the pain of yesteryear, the anger, the hurt can be put in its perfect place. So you can assume your position and your role in this life to be effective in God. Mother's Day. No, it's not a date. No, it's not a time of the month. But since we choose to recognize it, to all the mothers of the world, be blessed. You are blessed. You're the mother of all living. Pick your head up. Those are your children that this untoward generation is misleading. Those are your children that these kings, that these politicians, that these rappers and celebrities are misleading and misguiding. It's your children that their songs are leading down a road of damnation and destruction. There's no censorship that can ever repair the damage that's already in this world. Now it's time to stand up. Mothers, as you stand, you will see the fathers fall in place. And let me say, it may not even be the man that you think it may be, but God will call him. God will bring them in to assist in your call. Don't just give up on your children. There's too many of them dying in these streets too early from too many different angles and too many different vantage points and everything else. There's too many of them. Mothers, mothers, mothers to be, mothers. Older women, teach the younger women to love their own husband. It's not about fidelity. It's not about the lack of adultery or falling into sin. No, it's the true strength of the home is when each one operates in their position. Men ought to pray always, lifting holy hands without doubting. Men have a position they must carry. Mothers, speak a word into their hearts how to be the men, the husbands, the fathers for the women, the wives, the mothers. Goes right back to you, Mom. Speak it into their hearts. Speak the word of God into their hearts. Fathers, back up and let the mothers speak a word into their hearts. A word of compassion, a word of love to deal with some of this anger. Men, support the mothers in your community. For without them, your community will dry up. Don't do them wrong. Your community will die without them. Mothers, humble yourself. You already walk with what God has given you. And I'm not talking about physical attributes, mental attributes, position. You already are walking in what God would want you to walk into. You don't have to change. If things are not going the way or whatever, leave. Get away from it. Come out from among the things that are hurting you. Come out from among the ones that are causing you pain. Don't change who you are. He said, come out from among them and be separate, because you're a mother. If you're a mother, you were called. Didn't say, as the government says, you're a baby bearing machine, or you're a child bearer, or whatever else, whatever they want to call you. No, it's bigger than that. You're a mother. They're still trying to define female and women and all this. Let them go ahead. Sexes and gender and all. Let them go ahead. That's their little game. Adam called her Eve, the mother of all living. And if you share those characteristics, walk in your position. And then say your place, your position of power, authority in your position, because you're the hand that will rock the cradle, that will shape the world. All right, God bless you, and let the mothers of the world be encouraged and strengthened and edified and recovering their position again, taking back what the enemy stole to protect their children, their posterity, their grandchildren, ultimately their feelings and their heart. Why? Because as the world goes astray, as the mothers see their children, the mothers hurt. Forgive us for our insensitivity, in Jesus' name. And to my wife, the mother of my children, Sophia, happy Mother's Day. I love you. Thank you. 33 years. God bless you. In Jesus' name.